There are about 30 Wisconsin employers who use the E-Verify database to screen people for immigration status before hiring them. The Human Resources Director at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison, Craig Bernholt, says he's been using it since June, and he thinks it's a useful tool.
It's worked great. It's been a much more efficient method for us to verify an individual's ability to work full-time in the United States.
But immigrants' rights advocates, like Patrick Hickey at the Madison-based Workers' Rights Center, says the Social Security number database the system depends on is faulty. He says many employers use it to deny work to people who are legal immigrants. He calls it a piecemeal approach to solving the country's immigration problem.
It needs to address the whole 12-plus million people that are already here and have been here for 10 to 20 years, a correction on the real number of people that are immigrating and that need to immigrate to fill the jobs that, you know, employers are trying to hire for.
Hickey says the new federal law requiring employers who receive federal funds to use the E-Verify system will cause problems. He says it'll hurt workers with shaky immigration status, especially in Madison, where state and university jobs often depend on federal money. Only 15 states require employers to use E-Verify. Wisconsin is not one of them. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.